broadcasting life and truth around the world. You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. If you would like to ask Hank a question on air, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you so much, Randy. I have been waiting for this day for a long, long time. In fact, I've been waiting for this day ever since I wrote Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. And now finally the month in which that book will be released to those who listen to me on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, those who support the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the formal release to the public October 10th. That's coming up quite soon as well. But we will start shipping September 11th this month. I think that's kind of ironic when you think about the fact that our world was substantially changed, or Western civilization substantially changed, September 11. That was September 11, 2001. This will be September 11, 2017. Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion is available again to you for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute this month. You can either get the Muslim hardcover book or the audio book. And for your gift of $60 or more, Muslim, the hardcover book and the audio book. And for those who give more than $100, Muslim hardcover personalized, Muslim hardcover autographed, and the Muslim audiobook. You can find all of this on the web at equip.org. I want to make clear that in my book, I make a distinction between Muslims and Islam. And I use an anecdote, I won't go through that right now, at the very beginning of the book, demonstrating the fact that I am aware that there are millions of peace-loving Muslims among the 1.6 billion Muslims on the planet. However, Islam is anything but a religion of peace and tolerance. Make no mistake, the aim of Islam is global expansionism. And the means are quite straightforward. Shahada. Well, what does that mean? Well, that is what it takes to become a Muslim. You say the Shahada. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his apostle. So this global expansionism includes saying the Shahada. But if you don't say the Shahada, there's another alternative. And a lot of people take that alternative and have throughout the bloody 14 centuries of Islamic history. And that is subjugation, dimnitude, being a second-class citizen in a civilization and paying a poll tax. It's a gangster protection racket, really. It's called jizya, so that you will not be harmed. So you can say the Shahada and become a Muslim, or you can feel yourself subdued, or you can experience what has happened in the mass genocide of Christians in the Middle East, the sword. Many people thinking about Islam think this was something relegated to the time of Muhammad, 7th century stuff. But no, it's happening in the 21st century. Christians are facing mass genocide. So Islam is growing through the Shahada, subjugation, and the sword. But it's also now growing through squattering, meaning migration without assimilation, likened unto the python swallowing its prey with a long and slow digestion. This is a demographic issue. Regions of the world, particularly in the West now, that are becoming Islam demographically will inevitably become Islamic politically as well. From the perspective of Islam, all must be brought into Dar Islam. So why did I write this book? It is because Islam is succeeding. It is succeeding in that, as my subtitle points out, it is the fastest growing religion on the planet. In essence, the world according to Sharia is divided into two domains. If you're not in the house of Islam, the other option is the house of war. Those who already live under Sharia and those who are predestined to Sharia subjection. Now, this is not radical Islam. This is just plain run-of-the-mill Islam. And in evidence, the Dictionary of Islam defines jihad or jihada, meaning struggle or surviving, as a religious war with those who are unbelievers in the mission of Muhammad. And Sharia describes jihada as a communal obligation, the objective of which is to invite infidels, think Jews and Christians in particular, to enter Islam in faith and practice, or else we'll pay the jizya. If infidels neither convert nor pay, war is prescribed. The bloodiest passage, perhaps, in all of the Quran is also its last revelation. Fight those who do not believe in Allah and the last day, and who forbid not what Allah and His Messenger have forbidden, who do not practice the religion of truth, being of those who have been given the book until they pay the poll tax out of hand and are humbled. What should be plain to all with eyes wide open is that the consensus of Muslim jurisprudence mandates holy war in the name of Allah as a moral imperative. In the Muslim community, holy war is a religious duty, and that is because of the universalism of the Muslim mission to convert everyone either by persuasion or force. And this is very, very different from what is often brought up in this regard, the Crusades. I think about what Crusade historian Thomas Madden has said. He points out that Muslims, after centuries of jihad, had taken all of North Africa, the Middle East, Asia Minor, most of Spain. In other words, by the end of the 11th century, the forces of Islam had captured two-thirds of the Christian world. Think about this. that captured Palestine, the home of Jesus Christ. Egypt, the birthplace of Christian monasticism. Asia Minor, where St. Paul planted the seeds of the very first Christian communities. This was not the periphery of Christianity. This was its very core. And therefore, as far as unprovoked aggression goes, it was all on the Muslim side. At some point, what was left of the Christian world would either have to defend itself or simply succumb to Islamic conquest. Again, there's a big difference between jihadah and crusade. I mean, we've almost eliminated crusade from our vocabulary. It's not politically correct. Billy Graham used to do crusades. You never want to call them crusades today because it has a bad connotation. And certainly, you cannot sanitize the crusades. But as Jonathan Riley Smith has well said, for more than 2,000 years of Western history, violence, whether expressed in warfare, armed rebellion, or the employment of force as a state sanction, and whether wholly or merely illicit, has always required three criteria to be considered legitimate. First, it must never be entered into lightly or for aggrandizement, but only for a legally sound reason. And that reason has to be a reactive one. Secondly, it must be formally declared by an authority recognized as having the power to make this kind of declaration. And third, it must always be waged justly. Again, in stark contrast, Sharia mandates proactive, perpetual war against Jews and Christians. First, invite them to Islam, then invite them to pay the jizya, the tax on kuffars or kafirs. If they reject conversion and the jizya, well, then attack them. The consensus of Muslim jurisprudence, in concert with the will of Allah, mandates war as a religious duty because of the universalism of the Muslim mission and the obligation to convert everyone to Islam either by persuasion or by force. The Islamic wars mandated by Sharia, just like the imperialist and fascist wars, are not only unjust and illegitimate, they are a plague on the landscape of humanity. I want to give you just one example. And I found this example in Answering Jihad by Nabil Qureshi, which is a book, by the way, available to those who support the ministry as well. But in this book, Nabil, it gives an example from February 2015. ISIS beheaded 21 Christians on a beach in Libya. In a video, the men are seen moments before their execution calling out to Jesus, mouthing prayers. Most of them migrant laborers working in Libya to provide for their families in Egypt. Although ISIS slaughtered the men to shock the world with terror, the response of the family sent an altogether different message. In an interview, the mother of a 24-year-old said, "May God forgive ISIS, but because of them, I give the best gift to God, my son." Another mother said, "I'm proud of my son. He did not change his faith till the last moment of death. I thank God he is taking care of him." The mother of another 29-year-old said, "We thank ISIS. Now more people believe in Christianity because of them. ISIS showed what Christianity is. The wife of a 26-year-old said, ISIS thought they would break our hearts. They did not. My son is a hero now and an inspiration to the whole world. When I come back from the break, I want to tell you about one other person. This person will absolutely mesmerize you by what he did. And not only mesmerize you, but I think encourage you to live your life as you ought to live your life. We'll be back with that and answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please don't touch that dial.
For all the debate over Islam and its growing presence in the world, one thing is often overlooked. Islam is not a religion in the sanitized Western sense. It is, in contrast, an all-encompassing socio-political legal matrix that has bred a worldview antagonistic to anything but itself. While there may be millions of peaceful and tolerant Muslims, many of them are neighbors, Islam itself is hardly peaceful and tolerant. Read Hank Hanegraaff's new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. equip.org. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. The current narrative is that to tell the truth in this regard is tantamount to radicalizing Muslims and exacerbating hostilities that may otherwise lie dormant. A common refrain has reverberated throughout the West: Islam is not our enemy. As well-intentioned as this mantra may be, the danger in this stance becomes clear once someone understands Islam in full. Read the new book by Hank Hanegraaff, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Well, let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the cliffhanger, and it really is a cliffhanger, and I hope it is compelling for you, convicting as well. Remember, I was talking about in February 2015, where ISIS beheaded 21 Christians on a beach in Libya. And these men, before their deaths, called out to Jesus Christ and were praying to the Lord of glory. And instead of reacting in anger, the women and the loved ones, the mothers, the sisters, and others who were family members of those who were beheaded, acted as Christ would have them act. They saw this as proof positive that the Christian faith is authentic. That ultimately you cannot kill a Christian. We see this in resurrection. Christ rose, we will rise. That's what emboldened Christians to turn a world upside down, not by the Muslim sword, but by Messiah's word. At any rate, Nabil Qureshi, in answering Jihad, A Better Way Forward, ends this account in a stunning fashion, saying that according to numerous reports, one of the men on the beach in Libya was not an Egyptian Christian, but a citizen of Chad. So in other words, these men who were being beheaded, one of them was not a Christian. But when he saw the faith of the men around him, he was moved to trust in Christ. And thus, when the time came to make his decision, asked whether he would denounce Christianity and live or proclaim the gospel and die, he said, "Their God is my God." He chose to live for 1 minute as a Christian rather than for the rest of his life after having denied Jesus. And that is precisely the grace that God gives us when we need it, and oftentimes not a moment before. You know, thinking about Nabil Qureshi, I can't help but think about the fact that he has cancer as I have cancer, but his is far more serious, particularly at this point, than mine. He's had his stomach removed, and on top of that, he lives in Houston. And he has embraced Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of his life, and in the midst of very difficult circumstances, he has abundant peace in the midst of the storm and continues to make a difference while there is yet time. I read his book, Answering Jihad, this week, and again, want to make that available to you as well for those who support the ministry. Obviously, I'm very excited about the book that I wrote. I put my heart and soul into it. That book available all this month, Muslim, what you need to know about the world's fastest growing religion. I don't know if I said this, I can't remember, but pray for Nabil and others in Houston and do what you can. And remember, prayer is firing the winning shot. And of course, when I ask you to support this ministry by your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, making available these resources, I'm asking you to give not to us, but through us, to touch the lives of people, not only for time, but also for eternity. Let's take some phone calls. Brent, in Seattle, Washington, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Brent.
Hey there, Hank. Hope you're feeling better. You sounded terrific.
The Lord is gracious.
Anytime I can be pulled away from the NFL Network, you know you're doing something right.
Bless you.
Hey, I got a question about salvation and when supposedly, you know, sometimes you hear that the minute you ask the Lord into your heart, you're sealed till the day of redemption. And, you know, I've always kind of fallen back to that, but, and, you know, it never feels like that's what it is. And I'm just wondering if, you know, you have to go a ways practicing what you're believing before it kicks in, or does it kick in the moment you believe? And then if you fall back and, you know, do some big sins, does it go away? You know, I mean, I've always kind of been a fan of once saved, always saved. And, you know, I'm just kind of curious about your thoughts, because I struggle with big sins, and then I go back, and then more big sins, and then go back, and, you know, kind of all over the map. So help me with that, would you?
Yeah, I appreciate your candor, and I think probably asking the question the way that you asked it is going to be helpful for a lot of people. On the one hand, we have a promise in the book of Philippians where Paul praises God for the confidence that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. But God does that through means. And the means that he has ordained ostensibly come through the ground and the pillar of truth, which Paul defines in 1 Timothy chapter 3:15 as the church. So it's not as though we're praying a prayer so we buy an insurance policy, like flood insurance. Rather, we're praying a prayer, and through that, we are committing to Christ as the Lord and Savior of our life from that moment on until the time we go home to be with the Lord, where we see the ultimate consummation of that commitment. Now, in the meantime, one must partake of the graces. Because if one does not partake of the graces available through the body of Christ, through the church, one will fall. And if there's no one to pick that person up, that one will stay down. And that's why I consistently have communicated on the Bible Answer Man broadcast for 30 years that Christianity is not a Lone Ranger endeavor. When you become a believer, it's not just praying a prayer, it is taking up your cross daily, following Jesus Christ within a community of believers. And that's why we take communion. Communion has to do with the common cup. And as we partake of the common cup, we're partaking of the pure body and precious blood of Jesus Christ and receiving a grace by which we can walk not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. It is also within the body of Christ that we experience the spiritual gymnasium. Reps in a physical gymnasium, and I got to get back to that, make you strong physically. Reps in the spiritual gymnasium make you strong spiritually. And therefore, we have to be involved in the community of saints every Lord's Day so that we can partake not only of the bread of life and the sacraments, but We can partake of those who are part of the body of Christ, who need you and whom you need yourself. So if you want the answer to the slippage, falling into gross sins or major sins or minor sins, I mean, it all comes through the spiritual gymnasium. And there are so many other things that happen there. Prayer, which morphs into the rest of your life, which is not just a way of asking God for things, but a way of building identity, building a relationship with the lover of your soul. It's where you read the Bible and where the Bible becomes part of the warp and woof of who you are. It's where you, with Christians in communion, recite the creeds that codify the faith. So again, my point here, Brent, is that this is not a journey that you should go alone, because if you do, the mantra doesn't matter. Once saved, always saved, or, well, you got to, you know, you got to partake of the grace. I mean, the mantra that you use, the real issue is it must be something that is done in community. And that's why someone gets baptized. When you're baptized, you're signifying to the world, you're being burned to your old life, raised to newness of life through his resurrection power, right? So this is a very important thing. When you do that, you come out of the water and you say, now I'm taking up my cross and following Christ with the body of Christ. I'm identifying with Christ and his body. So you can't do it alone. Hopefully that helps.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling again. Well, this month, Muslim, what you need to know about the world's fastest growing religion, for your gift to CRI, I'll send you the brand new book. It will be shipping September 11th. You can get in the queue right now, a Muslim hardcover book available. It's a beautiful book, by the way, available for your gift to the ministry. You can also, if you like to listen to audiobooks, the audiobook is also going to be available, either one for your gift to the ministry. If you give $60 or more, you can get both. And please be generous this month. This is coming out of the summer months, so it's the perfect time for people to make commitments to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Join CRI's monthly support team and the like. And for your gift of $100 or more, a personalized copy, an autographed copy, and the audiobook. Again, there are a lot of options, but this is a book that I think will be transformational because there's a narrative in our culture. This book dispenses with the narrative, and it does so in memorable fashion. But at the end of the day, you read this book and you'll have a handle on Islam. And I think so many people read books on Islam, they simply walk away at the end of the they simply don't have a handle. They don't have hooks on which to hang the information. This book provides those hooks for you. And again, having written well over 20 books, I'm really, really excited about this book. And you can find it on the web at equip.org. When we come back from the break, the quote of the day, and more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth.
For most Americans, pronouncements from our public officials that Islam is a religion of peace are impossible to reconcile with daily headlines and jarring photos of global Islamic jihadist atrocities. To help you understand the real Islam, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his new book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and other life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. While legions of the theologically clueless and politically correct fall over themselves in their rush to paint a warmer and kinder picture of Islam, you might well be wondering, what's really the truth? Hank Hanegraaff clearly answers the question in his new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive the book, Muslim, as our thank you for your gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Now, back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the quote of the day comes from someone that I have never heard of before. My son David came in with this particular quote, and he saw it on Facebook. The quote is by D. Edward Bungert, and he points out that the next time someone asks you something like, what about the Crusades or the Inquisition or the Salem witch trials, etc., beside all the misinformation about those and many other historic episodes, the main principle we have to communicate is, and this is his quote, when a person follows fundamentally and tries to emulate the central figure of Christianity, Jesus Christ, you get Mother Teresa. When a person does the same for the central figure of Islam, Muhammad, you get ISIS. And I love this quote. And again, I don't know if it's original to D. Edward Bungert or not. I simply love the quote. But I think it is profound in many ways in that if someone is truly an authentic Muslim, they follow the way of Muhammad. When they go into the bathroom, they don't go in with their right foot, they go in with their left foot. Muhammad is Islam's quintessential man. And when he talks about jihada as being the best way for the Muslim, not only the best way, but the mandate for the Muslim, then the true Muslim follows Muhammad. The true Muslim wants to follow Sharia. The true Muslim wants to follow the noble Quran. That's authentic Islam. A lot of people in our culture want to talk about, they want to talk about someone being radicalized or radical Islam. Now, there's a sense in which you can use that term, but you have to do that by taking a denotative meaning of radical, as in the root of Islam. But I think it's far clearer to point out that a true follower of Islam is a follower of Muhammad and is not radical in that sense, but run-of-the-mill. In other words, my point here is simply that genuine Islam is what you have with the Wahhabs or Wahhabism coming out of Saudi Arabia and very, very wealthy oil men in Saudi Arabia are exporting Wahhabism to the West. They're building madrasas and mosques, and they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars in the enterprise. So we think about ISIS or ISIL. But if you go to Saudi Arabia, where you'll find Mecca and the Meccan Square, or the Kaaba Square. If you go there, you find out what Islam is all about. If you are a Saudi and you renounce Islam, you do so at the peril of your own life. So again, those who genuinely follow Islam are following Muhammad. I mean, that's what the Shahada is. You're saying you believe in Allah and you believe in the Apostle of Allah. And to do so means that you follow them. And if you look at the fact that there are many, many Muslims that are nominal Muslims, traditionalists, they're involved in traditionalism. They don't really know that much about their faith. It's a way of life to them. Certainly that's true, but if you look at the world as a whole, or within that scope of people as a whole, 1.6 billion Muslims, of them more than 50% want Sharia to be the global religion of the world. And ultimately, if they really believe Islam, they also believe the eschatology of Islam. And there's a fervor with respect to that eschatology today that is unprecedented, perhaps in human history, in that they now see the means of making the global Islamic expansionist state a reality in the 21st century. Much more about that in other editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But I do want to take a Facebook question, and this one in particular I've been interested in answering because it's from Iona, and she's from Argonda, Spain. And she's asking the question about the mysteries of the kingdom. What does the phrase mysteries of the kingdom mean? And then she goes on to ask a question about the church. And she says, I pray to God to help me in this decision as I've received Jesus Christ as my Savior 2 years ago. It takes me 2 hours to go to church, 2 hours to return. Above all, I don't want to just go to church every Sunday. I want to learn and understand the Word of God. Because I know if I understand the Word, it will enrich my life, my relationships, and everything else. And then Iona says, I don't want to go to a church that just talks about everything other than the Bible. So there are a couple of things I want to say to Iona in Spain. One is that this idea of mysteries of the kingdom is tantamount to asking about the secrets of the kingdom. That's how it's phrased in Matthew chapter 13. The context of which is Jesus just speaking in parables to large crowds, including the parable of the sower. And then afterwards, his disciples come to him and ask him, why do you speak to people in parables? And he says, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom, translated mysteries of the kingdom, perhaps, has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they'll have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken away from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. They'll be ever hearing, but never understanding. They will be ever seeing, but really not perceiving. Their hearts have become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. They've closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and in turn I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your eyes because they hear. So what's going on here? What's going on is Jesus Christ is pointing out that the secret or the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is actually the notion that God consistently withholds knowledge of himself from those who continually resist his offer of love and grace, as of course did the scribes and the Pharisees. And the Pharisees rejected Jesus as Messiah just as their forefathers had rejected the prophet Isaiah. So the idea of mystery or secret in the New Testament is generally a reference to a sacred secret that is revealed over time. Something not clearly revealed in the Old Testament, but being revealed to the disciples of Christ in the New. And that's one of the things we see in Scripture. The Old Testament saints saw things from a very dim perspective. They were looking forward to Christ through types and shadows. Now Christ comes. And the irony is, just as the Old Testament Pharisees, if you will, would not listen to Isaiah and the prophets, so too the New Testament Pharisees, scribes, teachers of the law would not listen to Messiah that had been revealed in their midst. And therefore, the mysteries of the kingdom, Iona, were not available to them. With respect to your other questions about the church, remember, as I said earlier in the broadcast, the church is the ground and the pillar of truth. It is within the context of a healthy, well-balanced church that we grow in grace and in relationship to one another. It is within the church that we receive the graces by which we can live the Christian life. And therefore, even though you're having to drive now 2 hours one way, 2 hours the other way, that's a big commitment. I think what you need to do is see if there's a healthy, well-balanced church somewhere near where you are. And if we can help you in that process, we'll be happy to do that. But one thing I want to underscore, Iona, is that it is not an option not to go to church. Sorry for the double negative. You have to go to church. It is not optional. And to help you learn and understand the Bible, I'm going to send you some things to Spain. My flip chart lights on your way to reading the Bible for all it's worth, as well as doctrine, which gives you an overview of the essentials of the historic Christian faith. Hopefully they'll be helpful to you. And again, for everybody tuning in today, this is the first day of September, and I'm excited to put into your hands Muslim, what you need to know about the world's fastest growing religion. And I'm also very thankful for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach. I'm so thankful for you as you stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We can't go this road alone, nor do we want to. We want to do it in community. And so thank you for your support. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. Did you know that the Quran and the Hadith are full of commands to subjugate or kill unbelievers, and that Sharia mandates proactive and perpetual war against Jews and Christians? In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today.
Again, that's equip.org/app.